Come on. Okay, you want to close the hood, Bub, so that you can see the stripes and the designs and everything that went into the car?
The what?
Shut the hood so everybody can see the designs and everything that went into it. There we go. Ready? Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. You all know the backside of the ladies, man, right there, trying to send you a signal. And how about the master, Bub? Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. Just working away. I've been in the paint shop all morning long.
You have?
Trying to get some of these older pro touring rides caught up and up to date, man. They're looking really good.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you check out all of our online merchandise and apparel, not to mention all of our performance parts we also have for sale, Bub. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that is MS Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Be right back.
Now you get sound.
Are we still live? It shows right there. You good?
You're good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is brought to you by Miss Outlaw Boutique. Bub, you were saying they are killing it over there. Live television, that's what makes it great, Bub.
That's right, man. Just cranking away and always have something going on, right?
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. You will see us Sunday the 19th, 8 to noon. There we will be unveiling the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA vehicle or Mustang that broke 600 horsepower on a stock block 2.3-liter stock internal motor, Bub.
Yeah, man, we'll be there. We're looking forward to it. That is this Sunday, Palm Beach Lakes in South Florida. Yep. We are going to have everything out there, the Porsches, the Mustang, all the stuff we've built and designed is going to be out there on display. The rally team will be there, so it's going to be really fun. We're going to have a lot of crazy things going on. Man, a lot of work to do between now and then, though. We are going to be giving out swag bags that have all of our sponsors' gifts, donations in there, man. So you'll be able to see all the newest of latest and greatest in product, everything that was released at SEMA 17 this year. So everything for the 18 model line forward will be in those bags. You'll get to see it and get first dibs on it by going straight to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
Bub, I got to tell you, man, those swag bags are really nice. I've been working with all of our partners, such as Steeda Autosports, CPE, Josh and crew over there, Duraflex, Carbon Creations, Extreme Dimensions, everybody that was part of the build, Watson Racing, getting everything together, Nitto Tire, putting it all together in these beautiful stitched cloth Nitto bags. Yep. The first 100 people will receive these very special one-off bags, and we'll be signing autographs. We'll have a couple celebrities on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus with us as well.
Yep, going to have a lot of fun, man.
Time, Bub. It's going to be a really good time. And we cannot forget, Bub, Steeda Autosports, all the great things they've done for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, SEMA Mustang, Glenn and the whole crew over there have done a very good job. They just finished sending you in the 300-pound, or 275%.
All right, 300 pounds.
300 pound per square inch front springs to tighten that front end up a little bit. It's another step change you wanted to make. Thank you to Pat over at Palm Beach Plating for getting in here and getting that coated and back to us today, man.
Yeah, man. I've got to get a bunch of stuff finished up on that thing. Even though we did have it out at SEMA, it was fully functional and ready to go. We have already done more upgrades to the car since it's been back here at BEM. We've set the stance a little bit tighter. I wanted to set this thing, get it more aggressive to the ground. We did have... Originally, our design was for, we've discussed it many times, it was a 300-pound, 8-inch long spring which is what you get when you buy the factory coilover kit from Steeda Auto Sports, right? And it works perfect on every S550 Mustang from 2015 onward.
Your application was a little different, though.
Big time different, because I did go with the Duraflex Y-body from Extreme Dimensions, so I was able to drop that car down lower, make it sit much more aggressive and tighter to the ground. So we did have a custom set of springs done. Those just got powder coated and into us this morning. So I am going to be working on that car late through the night, getting that ready to go, get it all on the alignment rack for tomorrow morning, now that the suspension will be set for its final time, get the caster right, the camera right, the toe right, so that this thing not only looks as good as it does, but handles as good as it should,
too. And that's one thing you're a meticulous builder about.
Yep.
Everything has to function 100%, Bub.
Yep.
Today, Bub, we have behind us this Dodge Dart. Good morning to Brother Mike out there, who hopes all is doing well. And we hope all is doing well for Brother Mike as well. We cannot disclose too much about what he's doing personally. He has gone into a quote-unquote government job, Bub. You know a little bit of the story behind it. He is one of those guys that you never see or hear. I'll just leave it like that. But he's going back into government service, Bub.
Good, man. Very good.
And he's good at what he does.
Oh, for sure.
I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that scope.
No.
But good morning, Brother Mike. Hope all is well. So, Bub, let's talk a little bit about this Dodge Dart. This is one you built for one of your A-list customers.
Yeah.
When it originally came in, Bub, this car was all green with a Landau or a vinyl top on the top of it.
Terribly ugly, dude.
Terribly ugly, Bub.
It looked like it should have been a factory straight six. What were these, 225s in these things?
225s, that's correct.
That's what this thing looked like. It looked like it should have been a straight six, 225, three on the tree. Drum brake system, total donker grandma car is what this thing should have looked like.
Should have been that way.
Yeah, Bub. For sure.
So, Bub, what you did is you told the, Eric, good morning to Aaron Lane. Aaron, good morning out there.
What's up,
Aaron? Aaron Lane is, by the way, one of Bub's closest friends. Billy Lane, the world famous chopper builder. Billy,
which,
is
by
doing,
the way, have you seen the stuff he's got going on behind the scenes?
Come
dude?
On, ladies
did you
and
see
gentlemen,
that sneak peek video yesterday?
Check. Yes, he was. It was the Evolution and the shovelhead choppers that were identical in their look almost,
yep,
but they were sitting there running in synchronicity and harmony, and Billy hears those things in his ears like you do, Bub, and it is beautiful. Make sure you check out Choppers Inc. at Choppers Inc. on Instagram. They are doing really good stuff with the Sons of Speed show, Bub.
Yeah, man.
With everything that's going on.
Well, just industry trendsetting for sure. I mean, that's what Billy's always had a niche in, is just he can come up with a design in his head. He puts it to paper, he designs it with his hands, and then once it's done from there, it sets trends for many years to come.
It does.
And it happens every time.
And look at how Kennedy, who is their daughter, and Aaron's pregnant again, congratulations.
Yep.
Look at how Kennedy is setting up her college fund with all of those scratch-off tickets.
That's right.
I never thought about that, but the wonderful Aaron Lane is taking scratch-off tickets, the funds that she receives from them. Billy brings them home as a gift to her, and she the savings goes directly into Kennedy's savings account. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Billy. We love you all out there. Thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports life and family. We'd have been up there with you at the Sons of Speed event, although we were ripped out to SEMA this
year.
Yeah,
man, that was crazy busy too, man. It's getting out to SEMA is, you know, that was a huge event for us. It was a pretty solid benchmark. We got contracted to build four more cars for SEMA 18, so that's already going to create a solid year for the next 12-13 months. It was a great time. We had a really good time doing it. Every freaking time I get on a plane, dude, I swear to God, I get super sick.
Yep.
I don't know why. I eat all of those little things from Zycam and the chewables.
Airborne.
I get on that thing high as a kite with medicine in me, dude, and I still get sick.
That's the shots of Monkey in Paradise you're drinking before.
This is possible.
Good morning to Richard Oakland out there in Abilene, Texas. Rich, how you doing? Looks like your son, if I was, or was it your grandson? They won 28-0 in their game the other day. Not
Dang.
That we stay up with our fans around the world, Bub.
Right.
But he was with his grandson, who they just won a game 28-0. So keep up the good mentoring and the good support. Bub, this 69 Camaro came in totally.
Camaro? What?
I'm sorry.
That's next door.
Brother Mike
shop.
Said 69 is a good year. Indeed it is, Brother Mike. The 69 is, the 69 Dodge Dart came in green.
That's
black
right.
Top. You redid the whole car, and you told the owner he wasn't allowed to see this car until it rolled out several months later.
Yeah.
Not only did you do the motor very stout, nice exhaust system, but this car is a factory Mustang gold that you did extra pearl and metal in.
Yeah, man, this, he didn't really care what the design was on the car. He basically said, just make it look really cool, right? So I went out, I just started doing some research, coming up with a couple different color combos. It was terribly ugly when we first got this thing in. I'm literally not kidding when I say this thing had like three layers of trim that ran down the side. I mean, it was literally trim that ran all the way down the top of the fenders, the door moldings aside. Then, like, halfway down, there was side molding. There were side lights in the car. I mean, we did this thing very kind of sleek, but still very aggressive and still to its roots, right? Like, it still has all the front trim on that front end on the grill. Everything's where it should be, but, like, all the bumpers, everything was welded in and shaved down. So it cleaned it up a lot. We really got this thing looking good, and we did the gold pro metallic on top, but then we also did a lot of two-toning with the matte black. We did a Challenger style matte black three-tone stripe system in the rear. Looks really good, man. We even did the interior of the car that way, so it's a lot of gold, a lot of matte blacks. These kinds of bright colors like this, almost like the Porsche style blues and the bright yellows like that, you can dumb them down with, you know, matte black colors, and it looks really good, not necessarily going over the top and putting a bunch of chrome on it.
Some of the accent pieces you did, Bob, were the original 340 badging on the side right here.
Yep.
Was done in black. The turn signal indicators, the exterior turn signal indicators were done in matte black. All of the grills, you shaved the bumpers and pushed them in, tightened them up, body colored them, body matched them, blackened out the windshield so that what happened, the door handles, the door locks, everything was blackened out. It's a very subtle touch. They still exist in the exposition of your eye. However, the colors pull out much stronger.
In this car, if I remember right, this one we finished, right when we finished Bucky Dent's Thunderbird for Velocity Channel.
Yes.
This car wasn't it on display also?
Yes, it was.
I finished it like 2 weeks
before.
This
car was on display.
I think they like came out of the paint booth at the same time,
dude. They did, didn't they?
It was really close.
The Bucky Dent Thunderbird is right offset with us here. Good morning to Romaldo Harris out there. I think so. I can't see through my producer's head right there. Romaldo, am I saying it? Romaldo Harris out there. Good morning. And the world rally champion, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car driver, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, who's going to be having
a
big season next year in the Focus RS platform with us.
That's right, man. Hope he's ready to do that all-wheel drive drifting, dude.
You know what? You were doing a lot of studying on that car when they talked about the dollar voucher out in SEMA, and you were watching that car perform live.
Yeah.
Really taking it in terms of the rally. And we have two of the Focus RSs we have to build for SEMA next year.
That's right, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're not really letting too much out about those cars yet until they are sitting here on BEM facilities a lot. We can go through those cars. We'll show you guys some sneak peeks of what's coming. But there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Not only is that 2.3 EcoBoost a bad boy, but I'll tell you what, the guys over at CPE are building a custom, fully forged CPE motor that is literally the short block, the lower end, the rotating assembly, stage 2 fully forged with all Mahle components, and a top end kit as well. So we can produce these things over 750 horsepower.
You're waiting
coming
for
out of
that
2.3.
And you're waiting for the first one to come in now, I believe.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yep.
I just spoke with Joshua.
That motor's getting assembled and it's coming in, and we'll see what it can do, man.
And you're going to take the BEM SEMA car stock block out and install the new CPE assembly in. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm going to go through and do a full build on it at that point. Once the motor's out of the car, we're just going to go insane. At this point, it's not going to be a true stock block car anymore. So we are going to do, you know, custom coating on the motor itself. We'll do custom colors to it. So it is going to be insane now.
It's going to be pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
It's going to be neat to see the way that car performs. Now, are you going to have to talk to the folks over at Steeda Autosports and ask them to upgrade that suspension again? Or will the suspension that they've already put into it, you guys build into the future with that so that you don't have to go back and revisit that again? Typically, that's the way you approach it.
No, that, you know, the kit that we've got on the car is Steeda's best kit. It's everything that they sell for the S550 model line, and it is the best of the best that they have. Everything from, you know, because they sell just like we do on our site, they sell everything from, you know, starting on a budget all the way up to these full packages. So there's like track handling packages. There are stage 1, stage 2, stage 3. There are like wheel hop starter kits. So there's like small stuff. There's huge stuff. The S550 SEMA Mustang has every part that Steeda Autosports sells for those cars on it.
And typically, Bub, that's what you like to do. You like to build out into the future as a builder so you're not having to double tap the client on the backside or the recipient on the backside and pay for labor twice. You're a very methodical down-the-road thinker as well. You're not an in-the-box thinker.
Well, if you know that you're going to build into the future, there's no reason to just, you know, quick pull the trigger, jump, throw some money at it right now, but then in 6 months you're going to have to redo it, you know, again.
Again.
And that's already been the case, you know, because we were sponsored by, for example, Borla Exhaust on this car, right? So Borla hooked us up with everything from that turbo back as a 3-inch system. It is their full Borla Attack series. But when you think about it, you know, Borla hooked us up full sponsorship on that car and promotion for us exchanging, you know, a 12-month contract with them. But before that, when we had done the first idea or the first design and build of this car, when we just got this thing over that 500 rear wheel horsepower mark, we had over, you know, $2,500 worth of out-of-pocket expense on, you know, there were three or four different types of product on that exhaust system, from Hooker to Flowmaster to Stainless Works. So there was a full combination of components on there,
which was essentially a waste of money. It was, yeah.
So you want to make sure that when you're going to do these builds, you do them right one time, you pull that trigger one time, and you just execute all the way through.
Unbelievable. Good morning to Ashley Staten out there. I love Ashley's Facebook. What do you call that picture? His profile picture.
It's a profile photo, yes.
Ashley, I love that. Good morning, Ashley. How you doing? Sheldon Givens, good morning out there. Mr. Producer, do we know where Sheldon is from? And Scott Ross, good morning out there to you as well. I'd love to know where both of them are from. Thank you for joining us here on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live stream, doing it Bubba style.
Listen, man, we have a lot of work to get done right now. This dart just got finished. We have, if you guys can see, just off the corner behind your shoulder, there is a Pro Touring 57 Bel Air going on. There's a Pro Touring 79 Trans Am. Although that looks stock, if you guys didn't see our episode from yesterday, that is nowhere near being stock. The nut and bolt restoration on this thing was done beautiful, right?
Yeah.
This thing is powered by GM Performance 454 LSX, laying down 640 rear wheel horsepower. That thing's an animal.
It is an animal.
No chance is that thing a stock 79 TA.
No, it's not. But what's
but
nice
all the way
is
down to the bends over my shoulder over here.
That's correct, man.
Just for the basic maintenance. And that's
absolutely
what we do here at BEM. Everything from the Pro Touring to the resto mods to the maintenance on our daily clients to anything you can imagine, paint and body, upholstery, mechanical.
I mean, it doesn't matter. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions while we're live, our producer will bring those questions forward while we're on the air.
And how about that 59 Rolls we just finished yesterday?
That Rolls looks good, man.
Dude, Greg and I were out cruising in that thing yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Man, it's a pretty solid ride.
That's nice, doesn't
it? Oh, for sure.
How about that?
I almost got out from behind the wheel and made Greg drive me around. It's that cool.
Did you really? You should.
Oh, for sure.
You should have put a cap on his head, right? And you should have gotten in the
back. That's what I'm saying.
The problem is you don't fit in most cars.
No, I fit in that one.
Do you?
Actually, my feet kind of yesterday, I touched on the gas and brake all at the same time.
Were you really?
Yeah, it was kind of a panic session.
Why?
Listen, dude, that thing has like full throttle, definitely gets stuck to the floor, right? So I had to take my foot off the gas and pull it up from the bottom,
sure,
right? That happens on some cars. Not really. Shouldn't happen.
Shouldn't happen. Check it out.
So it happened like that yesterday, but then I had to like immediately go and hit the brakes because I wasn't sure if the car's either going to keep going full throttle or if I need to pull that thing down on speed because I was getting it.
You were getting it. Sheldon Givens out there in Bayard, Nebraska. So good morning from Nebraska, man. How is the weather out there, Sheldon? I'll bet it's cold and chilly.
Probably getting there, yep.
It's 85 degrees here in sunny South Florida.
It is pretty hot.
Right?
Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, we would also welcome your ideas if you'll send them to us live here on the show or to sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com about what you would like us to talk about on our Saturday podcast that airs from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and also here on our Facebook page, Bub. It is also the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world.
Yep.
I'm very proud of both of those, Bub.
Yeah, man. So stay tuned for everything we've got going on. A lot of these rides are cruising out of the facility right now. I think we're going to deliver probably like 7 or 8 cars this week alone. So our Instagram will be blowing up with all of those photos and the sneak peek releases on those cars. Check them all out.
And for everybody around the world, if you feel like getting on an airplane or if you're right here in the South Florida area, I would remind you that November 19th,
we are
at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall from 8 to noon. It's funny because our attorney, our corporate attorney and entertainment attorney, Mr. Joe Jansen, will have the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus out the night before. They have a big charity event.
Yep.
And the tour bus will return and then be right back on the road, which is so often the case, Sunday morning.
That's right.
The race and rally team will be there. Mr. Gio Hammerback, the BEM World Rally driver, will be there in attendance. You'll be able to meet Gio at the autograph tables with us. We're doing autograph tables from autographs from 10 to 11 or 10 to 10:30,
no
something
idea.
Like that.
No idea.
We're actually autographing the actual pictures that we signed at SEMA, Bub, with the Mustang.
Yeah, man. Good turnout. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The question is, everybody wants to know if the ladies' man will be at the event as well.
He won't be.
No?
No, he'll be home chilling.
They would like to see him at the autograph tables.
Sunday is his day off to just chill.
How comes?
And it gets way too hot outside for him. He can't be out that long.
But
although he could go on the RV.
The tour bus is air conditioned.
Yeah, that's right.
But Bub, how come his SAG card allows him for Sundays off? Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays are his only work day. Our SAG card does not give us days off.
I don't know. Who knows, man? I got to get back to work, dude.
How does that work?
You just keep talking.
I just
want to
know how he gets the time off.
Because he hangs out with his sister at home, who is a cane corso.
And he makes more money than all of us.
Uh-huh. She's a big girl.
Right?
Yep.
All right.
He makes more money
than all of us. I got to get going, dude. I have a lot of work to do. You guys stay tuned for everything that's going to pop up on the Facebook feed. If you aren't following it, go out to our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down. Follow us on the YouTube channel. If you haven't seen the SEMA Mustang yet, go out and you will see that. That thing has gone crazy viral. There are hundreds of thousands of views on that video already. So we're having a lot of fun with everything that is coming. So many freaking parts are flying off the shelves here right now at BEM for all the S550 Mustangs and many more.
Yep. LGW Media Works, our new television production station, production house, will be there as well with us. Joe from Grassroots Sports will be there there as well at the event this Sunday, Bub.
Yep.
We'll be out there filming, doing autographs. We're doing meet and greets, swag bags, the whole nine yards. The ladies' band may or may not be in attendance.
Yeah, he won't be there.
You'll have to show up to find out.
Okay.
Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you visit us for all the online apparel, merchandising, and amazing performance parts for all of your vehicles. Body kits, exhaust from Borla, Steeda Performance, all of it. Watson Racing, it's all right there, ladies and gentlemen. Man, the outlaws loose down in Abacoa and around the world. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Rob and Layla, they have the best in boutique fashion, apparels, and accessories. It doesn't get any better. Guys, it's where you get all the great stuff for your girls. Girls, it's where you go spoil yourself with your guy's credit card. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it's supposed to work. If not, get rid of him. Get a guy in there that'll give you that credit card. Make sure it's a black one, too, so you can kind of have no limit. Take care of yourselves out there. And by Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. We will be there on the 19th, VIP, right up front. Come see the race and rally team, meet Bub, meet myself, meet the BEM rally driver, Mr. Gio Hammerback, the famous guy himself. We're all going to be out there. The BEM Motorsports Mustang that laid down 603 horsepower at the wheel. That's not at the crank, that's at the wheel. So you got to figure 670, 680 up front there to get to that rear wheel tire. We're going to see that car alive and well, and it's the first time for the public to see the car. Let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, give them a pair of yours, or go to Payless, it's cheap. And if somebody's hungry, you don't want to give them your hard-earned cash, Chevron, Mobil, 7-Eleven, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, it doesn't matter, man. $5 out of your pocket to feed somebody who's less fortunate than you, it's a worthy cause, man. And let's make sure, ladies and gentlemen, we take care of these animals right here. They're a gift to us from God. They're wonderful. They rely on us. And it's our job to give them the best life that you can possibly give them. Till tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style. Little man, you ready to get some lunch here? You ready to have some lunch? You ready for lunchtime? You just had breakfast. Huh? You ready to have some lunch?